from Wall Street to the White House. This is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. You know, in the middle of all this Robert Hur reports and illegalities and incompetencies, in the middle of this news conference Thursday night, Joe Biden starts hitting on Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel. Said they were over the top. And I guess before that, maybe it was the same day, Thursday, spoke to some Democratic conference and started cussing at Netanyahu, which is very weird. So we're going to bring in Kash Patel, former chief of staff to the Secretary of Defense and a former senior director of counterterrorism at the National Security Council during the Trump administration. And Kash's great book called Government Gangsters, The Deep State, The Truth, and the Battle for Our Democracy. Kash, welcome back. As always, what, as I understand it from the reports, Israel's fixing to go heavy in the south of Gaza, which could be some kind of final thrust. I don't know. And here's Biden attacking him at the press conference Thursday with the whole world watching, and then I guess cussing at him at some Democratic conference meeting earlier that day or the day before. I thought Israel was our ally, Kash. What am I missing here?
Larry, great to be with you. And as we talked on your wonderful TV show, Israel is our number one ally over in that region. But this commander-in-chief has finally snapped. Mm. It is a combination of a weak cognitive ability, which we've all known about, and now that has been combined with an attitude of a feckless child. And this is the individual in charge of our nuclear codes and our national defense. Mm. And by criticizing childishly our number one ally's premier over there during a time of war, he has opened up our flank even more so to the 24 known terrorists that have already invaded through the southern border from the same enemy, Iran, that has charged that war against Israel. So I don't know what the game plan is, but unfortunately, Larry, this is just another way that America's national security has been weakened by this president's personal proclivities to punch back at the media when we all now know that he's guilty of possessing classified documents unlawfully, and he wants the media to carry its weight, and it looks like they won't even stand for it.
What, Kash, just backtrack a second. The 24 terrorists, these were Iranian terrorists?
Yeah, so what happened was the FBI Director Chris Wray and Mayorkas testified before Congress about 2 to 3 months ago saying that of the 11 million illegals that have come in, those two agencies have caught a stop 24 known foreign terrorist affiliates, largely with Iran and Al-Qaeda, but they lost them. Mm. They actually told Congress they lost them and they don't know where they are in the United States. Now, I don't believe that number is just sitting at 24. I think it's more, and that's not counting the everyday savage criminals that are committing murders in, like, my home state of Nevada and down in Texas. Mm. So it's a scary thought. It hasn't been fixed, and because Joe Biden is now ticking off our enemies and our allies even more so, I think they will increase the thrust at which they come at the United States of America, be it at our border or elsewhere.
Wow. So on this other matter, I mean, it looks like Israel is going to go heavy in South Gaza. That's good.
Yeah.
I mean, I would like to see our administration backing them. And, you know, the other thing we found, which came out, this whole business about the UN Relief Agency being, we all knew this, you've talked about this, chock full of Hamas sympathizers, but actually may have even taken part in the Israeli massacre on October 7th. I mean, I can't wait for Israel to clean up southern Gaza, to tell you the truth. So I'm watching Biden, and he's going through all the horror shows of the Hur report, and then all of a sudden he pops off with this, and then I read about, I'm not going to use the word on the radio, but he was cussing out Netanyahu. This is crazy stuff, Kash. You know what I mean? This is like Keystone Cops stuff. This isn't serious stuff. You're not adults. This is not adult stuff.
No, and look, remember, this individual, our commander-in-chief, is responsible for our nuclear arsenal, our nuclear command, and the nuclear football. Larry, you and I traveled to President Trump when I was responsible for the nuclear football, I think some 45, 50 times. Never once did President Trump show any sort of cognitive decline. In fact, he showed cognitive authority when making the decisions to defend this country, whether it was taking out Soleimani or Baghdadi or bringing home an American hostage or ending the forever wars. That's what you want to see in a president. What we're seeing with this childish action, with this, you know, fiendish addiction of Joe Biden's to somehow go after those in the world when he is proven wrong, when he's proven a liar, is scary. And to me, the worst flank that's been exposed is the national security one. Hmm. He told the world the day after this war started on October 7th that he spent 48 hours with his national security team on October 8th and 9th so he could defend this war and help our allies. In the Robert Hur report, it is specifically stated that Joe Biden spent 48 hours on October 8th and 9th sitting down for a deposition for this special counsel report. So instead of protecting this nation and our allies and being truthful with us, he lied to us and on the eve of war and right after, he prioritized his own self-importance over that of the United States.
At some point, Cash, that is, you know what? I hadn't thought about that. I should have pieced that together. That is, you're the first guy to say it. That is some point, right? He was sitting down with Robert Hur. How could he have been with the National Security Council all that time? God, that is a fascinating point. Holy cow. I got to file that one away for this coming week. The whole issue here, no one's explored this yet, but if his memory is so bad and he's incapable and incompetent and so forth, let me put it somewhat differently. If he is not sufficiently competent to stand trial, which is what the Hur report suggests, how is he sufficiently competent to be our commander-in-chief? Isn't that really a painful bottom line question?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's a painful bottom line question that must be asked and demanded of our commander in chief because of what his job is, because of what he auditioned for and to do. And when you have this report that literally, and me as a former national security prosecutor who used the Espionage Act to put away bad guys, when I saw that Robert Hur told me he intentionally possessed 40 years worth of classified documents at three different locations to the tune of 110 documents, I said, wow. This guy's getting charged. And then I got to the end. And when I read about the cognitive decline as the excuse to not charge him, conversation for another day, how they created another excuse like Comey did for Hillary Clinton at DOJ. But it exposed the depth and magnitude of the cognitive decline. And to me, I was horrified. It's not a Democrat or Republican thing. You want your commander in chief, above all things, to protect this nation and our allies, especially during times of war and when we have an open border down in the South. He needs to succeed at that. But if he can't defend us because he doesn't know right from wrong, he doesn't know left from right, and his first instinct is to go out on the world stage and act like a child and, again, lie to the world about the documents being locked up and the fact that he can't even come to terms with he messed up, he could have owned it, and then thought, all right, now we need to focus on Iran, Israel, Ukraine, wherever else, but he's just not doing that. And it shows you what we've been talking about in the show, Larry. He does not prioritize the defense of this country as a number one issue.
What's going to happen, Cash, I don't know if you looked at it. So in the Senate, they've switched now. They're dropping the border control provisions. They couldn't get that worked out. And now they're looking at $60 billion for the Ukraine and various other things. I think it's about $14 billion for Israel and some money for Taiwan. How do you read that story? There's a lot of opposition to giving more money to Ukraine without any oversight strings, for example. How do you read that, Cash Patel?
You know, this is coming off the I'm sure you saw the interview with Tucker and Putin.
Yeah.
And I don't agree with Vladimir Putin, but if we keep cutting the Ukraine checks, Vladimir Putin is going to keep going into his war in the Ukraine, which is essentially what he said. And we don't need another world war. But beyond that, and maybe more importantly, Larry, the budget for the United States Marine Corps for the entirety of 2023 was $53 billion for 1 year. we want to give the Ukrainians another $60 billion, $7 billion more than our defense of the United States Marine Corps in one day? I don't think so. Maybe I'm old school, but I want our troops and veterans taken care of. I think there's just issues here about sealing the border. That must be a priority. I think more and more Americans are taken to it. Look, in Texas just the other week, we had an illegal immigrant charged with capital murder because he murdered and raped and strangled a 16-year-old high school sweetheart. Just think about that. That's one instance of the unlawfulness that people are sick and tired of here. So while we need to help our allies overseas, Congress needs to put its big boy pants on and figure out how to protect Americans at the same time. And then I think this bill has a chance. But unless it does that, I don't know that the Americans are going to like it. But listen, the defense industrial complex usually wins the day because they own most of the swamp. So I wouldn't be surprised if this thing squeaked through.
But that stuff should be broken out country by country.
With
hearings and inspector generals. I mean, I don't know what the best fiscal financial accountability process would be, but it just strikes me as I don't like omnibus spending bills of any kind, Cash, domestic or foreign. What they're trying to do is the foreign version of one of these domestic spending bills that basically no one knows what's inside it. And the proper restraints are not put on these monies. Now, I didn't know about this $53 billion Marine Corps. That strikes me as a very low number. I don't know enough about their budget, but I would agree with that just on the face of it. I mean, I had Rand Paul on the show last night. Now, Rand Paul doesn't want to spend any money overseas, but he said he'd been calling for an inspector general on the Ukraine money. Now, that strikes me as sensible. What's wrong with that? But that's not in this bill as far as I know.
No, the look, when I was at Chief of Staff at DOD, one of the things we focused on in the Trump administration was auditing our own agencies and departments to be monetarily responsible to the American people. Under the Biden administration, one of the DOD inspector generals for Joe Biden came out and said, we lost, we the United States lost $1.2 billion worth of weapons we sent to the Ukraine. Hang on a second. We're going right back to Afghanistan days. That's just one report and one investigation, and what you're calling for is spot on. That these people in Congress are trying to float this almost head fake before the CR nightmare on March 5th or 6th, whenever that's coming. And they don't want to tackle the real issues of simply putting accountability of American taxpayer dollars going overseas. Look, after dropping $125 billion in Ukraine, that number's not a billion. That number's probably more like $30 or $40 billion that we don't know where the arms and weapons are. And just like that happened in Afghanistan, when we ended up losing money and weaponry to the enemy who would use it to kill us. That's where I fear we're going, because right now they're still able to say, oh, we don't have U.S. soldiers on the ground. But listen, it's a war. It's a war of basically the making of the enemy and Joe Biden's failure to protect this country. And the same thing's going on in Israel with the Iranians, the number one state sponsor of terror. And we now have five American dead soldiers to boot, which is the worst tragedy of all. And we want to keep flushing them with more cash after Joe Biden gave Iran $6 billion. We want to give, like you said, there's no single entity that's accountable, because everybody's just bundling this thing together like it's some giant washing machine so they can print the headline to say we gave more money to Ukrainians. That's just not the priority.
It'd be nice to have a competent commander in chief, just saying. Cash Patel, former chief of staff, secretary of defense, former counterintelligence expert. Thanks very much, Cash. As always, great stuff. Appreciate it.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.